TJ here from Anime and Us, so if you notice by the title name, this is another solo episode. We kind of lost our Xenosaga review, so we have to re-record it because of circumstances. I'll explain in that review when we do that. So this is going to be another solo episode this week, but episode 56, not really episode 56 because of the number count got screwed up there, so it'll be like an episode 55.5 or whatever, but that episode will come out like next week or something like that. It'll be the only episode that's up to date current status as we are so ahead in our recording schedule. But until then, enjoy me ramble on about Ruby episode 3 and 4, or is it episode 3 part 1? I don't know. I have to relook at the titles. Anyway, I'll talk to you in about 30, not even 30 seconds, right about now. Welcome to episode 3 of Anime and Us Solo. I'm TJ, and this is the anime review show that reviews anime-related shows one episode at a time. We're still tackling Ruby here as we go into episode 4 and 5, The First Step. The show is still keeping my interest. I'm really digging it, actually. It's funny and everything else. Funny, cute, everything that, you know, I've said in previous episodes, and it's been pretty continuous and solid. We open up with episode, this is another two-parter, I guess, because, I don't know why they're split into two parts, 8 minutes each, instead of just doing one long 16. Maybe they didn't have the technology or whatever. Well, I'm sure they had technology or the resources, I should say, to combine them. But we open up in the locker room, and this is where we spend most of our time. We're introduced to a few new characters. First, we're introduced to Nora and Ren. Nora is this hyperactive girl who talks a lot, who has a, I don't know what her weapon is, actually. We haven't seen it yet. And then Ren, who is this quiet, like, he has like one line in this entire episode, and he's dressed like, it's hard, he's dressed differently than the rest of them. He's got more of an Asian cultured kind of dress look to it. Maybe I'm wrong, I'm not really sure about that, but he's quiet, Nora's hyperactive, they're opposites. Apparently they've been friends for a long time. Nora goes on this big quick talking rant about their backstory, and they've been friends for a long time, and it seems like she's kind of into him, because she keeps saying, we're still together, but we're not together, to specify that they're just friends, kind of thing. So, we have that whole rant open, and then we cut back over to, well, we don't cut, they walk through the locker room, and it's nice transitions from character to character, as we follow Nora and Ren over to Ruby and Yang, who are talking about what the premise of the episode is. Essentially, this is the first test, the first step, where they have to find their teammates, essentially. They're not sure how the teammate process works, so this is pretty much them discussing. Ruby's and Yang's trying to get Ruby to open up to other people and find their own teammate, but Ruby's like, why don't we just be teammates? And Yang doesn't want to be teammates. I didn't get the impression that she was, like, trying to not want to be things. She just wants her sister to kind of open up and do what she needs to, and so forth and so forth. So, after Ruby, we're introduced to Pyrrha, who's kind of badass, honestly. I liked her. She's talking to Weiss. Weiss wants to team up with her because apparently Pyrrha is the strongest thing. She apparently won all these tournaments. She's famous. She's, like, an Olympic athlete kind of level kind of person in a high school thing. She's like one of those. She's a prodigy, it looks like. And she's kind of badass. She's got this shield and sword that turns into a rifle, which is really neat. And then they're just talking about wanting to be teammates. And then John comes in and hits on Weiss. Doesn't know who Pyrrha is, even though everybody apparently should know who Pyrrha is. And that's about it for the episode. As far as the locker room, John hits on Weiss a little more, and then Pyrrha throws a spear at her, and he sticks into the wall, essentially. It's pretty funny. And then they get an announcement over it, and then they have to go up to this cliff where the teachers were. Linda was her name? That doesn't sound right. The big-breasted magician lady and Osmin, the headmaster. So the first step is to get teammates. Apparently, the teammates, you're going with these teammates for your whole stay at Beacon Academy, and the first person you see when you land is who your teammate is. They get catapulted off of this cliff with all these things. It's like, okay, that's super dangerous, but I guess we've established that these are monster hunters, so. But they literally just fling these people off into off into the sky, and they fall, and they have to have a landing strategy, and John, who clearly doesn't belong in this place, is like, what's a landing strategy? Then we get parachutes, and they just fling them, and they all start to fall, and that's the end of the episode. The next episode's where they have to land and stuff like that, but yeah, I mean, the first episode was, it's just establishing what they needed to do and everything else. And then there's a few funny bits in it. Ruby's constantly, her lines are pretty funny. And Yang is portrayed as this cool person, because when she gets flinged off, she puts on sunglasses and so forth. But yeah, there's not really much to the episode other than that, honestly. It's just a bunch of talking in the locker room, and then they're on the cliff and they get flung off. The next episode, part two, they execute their landing strategy. Oh, wait. Also, in the first episode, they show a lineup of the people, all the kids on the landing strategy, because there are these platforms. And at the end, it's just a bunch of shadows. And it shows the characters are clearly detailed who are the main characters. There's two on there, though, that they didn't introduce. They're just there. I guess they're gonna be important later, but then they see shadows and then they get flinged off. Then the second episode starts with them landing, and it's like Ren uses his guns to slide around a tree. Pyrrha crashes through trees with her shield, and then throws her spear to find Sean and to catch Sean so he doesn't crash and die. So his spear, she catches him. And then we cut over after everyone lands. Yang uses her fire to fly across to her fire glove things to speed across and land. Everybody lands, essentially. That's what it is. Everyone has their own landing strategy. They're all badasses. It's cool. We get Ruby, we cut to Ruby, who's landed and who's running trying to find Yang, and she's like, what if she can't find her? Because, like I said earlier, the first person you see is your teammate. So she's running, and she starts thinking about the other teammates you can have. Sean, who's useless. Blake, who she barely knows. Blake wasn't even really in this episode. I don't think I saw her, which is odd. Other than in the Ruby's thought bubble, and then I think that's the only two she knows at this point. But she's running, worried about who she wants, and then she runs into Weiss. Weiss sees Ruby, and she wanted to team up with Pyrrha. She sees Ruby and then walks away. Then she runs across to Jean, who's like pinned to a tree thanks to Pyrrha. Turns around, walks back, grabs Ruby. So I guess the first team we got is Ruby and Weiss. And then Pyrrha walks up to Jean, who's still stuck to the tree, and smiles at them. And I guess those two are a team. I get the feeling that Jean and Pyrrha are kind of going to be a romance in this. I don't know if romance is a big deal. I heard the show is really big into shipping, but I've stayed away from all that, all like spoilers and everything about this show. I have no idea what it is, if it's big into that, if there's romance and stuff like that. But the way they're portraying it, Pyrrha seems to be really into Jean, even though he's an incompetent idiot. But, well, I guess we'll find out. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense, the lovable loser and the really athletic, strong girl who falls for him. It's typical romance plot point things. Anyway, then we cut back to Ruby and Weiss. Weiss scolds Ruby for being too slow, and then Ruby's like, I'm not slow, and she shows off her speed powers, and then she disappears, and then leaves Weiss alone, and then Rim come out of the forest and about to attack Weiss, and we end on a cliffhanger. Yeah, I mean, it's just more, there's a lot of talking, there's not a lot that's happened so far, but to be fair, the action scenes haven't really happened yet, because we've been establishing people for the last four episodes, but the four episodes have really only been two episodes, and they're only, like, 8 minutes each, like, the four parts are 8 minutes each, so it's about 16 minutes to both episodes, so we really haven't gotten really into anything yet. This hasn't even been a full episode in regular anime length time, and I mean, obviously, I don't know if this is an anime, that's why it's called anime related, but they didn't really have time to go into it, so I'm assuming we're going to get into some action pretty soon. But so far, we've just been talking. There's been a lot of talking, character establishment, introducing new characters, and there hasn't been really a character that I haven't seen yet that I'm not interested in, except for those two that we didn't get introduced. They just kind of look blandly designed compared to all the other ones. I don't know what their deal is. But, yeah, I don't know what else to say, honestly. This is probably going to be another short one, because I was thrown into this because I wasn't expecting to do a solo episode this week because of circumstances that were already explained in the beginning of the episode. So, yeah, you're going to get this nice little slow 11-minute, short, not slow, short 11-minute episode here. I hope you liked the new intro for a solo. I figured we needed something different to separate the two shows from regular anime and us, and then a solo. I know if not everybody likes me personally, some people are into Sean, and that's fine. So, and I apologize that this episode doesn't have him in it, but like I said when I established the show, circumstances dictate that sometimes this has to happen. But thanks for listening, people. I hope you like this. I guess I should give my final impressions of the episode. I really like the show so far. It's still funny. The music's still really good. I really like the music in this. And yeah, I mean, for 16 minutes here and here, 16 minutes here, 10 minutes there, for what the time it has to work with and the establishment that they're doing, they're really doing a good job, and I continually regret that I've this is the show I'm reviewing for Solo, because I would really like to go into it and, like, deep dive and watch the whole thing, but I just can't. I have to watch each show with this, and only one solo comes up, though I have a chance to do it. I've been debating doing more episodes, but I just haven't had the time to do it. But anyway, circumstances said I had time to do it this week, so here we go. Thanks for listening, people. I'll talk to you later. Bye.